Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
When should high school students begin the college application process, and how can they increase their chances of getting into their top choices? Well, here to help us out with that and joining us by phone is Hilmi Isikli. Mr. Isikli is the College and Career Center Coordinator with Orlando Science Schools. Mr. Isikli, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael.
The college application process can be a real, real tricky thing because there's so many different things you have to consider. Let's just start at the beginning. How do we start that process?
The first thing is you can go all the way back to your kindergarten and start thinking about college.
Whoa. You passed, in kindergarten?
Yeah, but let's say you passed all of those and you came to your ninth grade year. Ninth grade year, you want to start with your class selections. And as long as you're selecting upper-level courses, the courses that are going to be challenging you. Definitely, you want to be comfortable in those classes, but at the same time, you want to add that little bit of challenge to the courses so that there is room for improvement. So that is your ninth grade year, and probably 9th through 11th grade, that would be my biggest recommendation. Keep challenging yourself, and then keep your grades high. That's 9th through 11th. And then when you get to the end of 11th grade, then the whole process starts. At my school here, I always say the college admissions process is not a sprint. Actually, it's a marathon. You start preparing it real early, and then it goes on till the end of your senior year. But mostly, to come back to your question, I would say the beginning time would be the beginning of senior year for the real applications to go in. But let's start with 11th grade year, because 9th and 10th grade year, as I said, two things you want to be careful. The first one is grades. The other one is keeping yourself integrated in the school with the extracurriculars, having good extracurriculars that you like and the ones that are natural for you. Those two are going to be going 9 through 12. And when you get to your 11th grade year, there is a test called PSAT, Preliminary SAT Test. And that's the test that is attached to the National Merit Scholarship, and that's very important. You want to score really good on that test. So that's number one. And that test will tell us a lot about how ready you are for the actual SAT or the ACT test. By the way, Florida schools or the schools in the nation generally, they don't really have a preference between SAT or ACT. So you can take either one. And either one will be really helpful as long as you have your high scores on those tests.
Well, is there a way you can prep for that? I mean, specifically for that test?
Definitely, yes. Your classes that you are doing over the high school, they will definitely help. But at the same time, my recommendation would be, and from the experience as well, I would say having special practice for those tests helps, especially having those upper scores, because the score ranges from 800 to 1600 on the SAT. And what we want is, if we think about a Florida student, 1290 out of 1600 is what we want. And that's probably will get you to UCF or even to UF with 1290 and a good GPA. So preparing for those tests, our number one go-to resource is Khan Academy, and it's an online source, and it's a free resource for everyone. As long as you have your internet access, you can go to Khan Academy and start practicing. And to all of my parents, to the students, please do not start paying to test prep organizations before you finish everything on Khan Academy, because Khan Academy does such a fantastic job in preparing students. Once you take the practice test, they go into details about what you have done and, you know, what is good, what is not good, what needs to be worked on. and they give you a pretty detailed report, and then they will prepare you according to that report.
How many times can you take the PSAT or the SAT? Is just the one time, or you can do it if you don't do well, can you do it again?
Our motto with the SAT or ACT testing is, as long as you're not making it an extracurricular activity, you're good. So you can take it 2 times, 3 times, that's good. Even 4 times and 5 times, you can still take it. But what we want to see is an upward trend. If the scores are stagnant or if there is a decline in the scores, that's definitely a no-no. Either you're not studying or the test is not for you. If you're taking SAT, switch to ACT. If you're taking ACT, switch to SAT if you're still seeing the stagnant scores.
Now, we talked about getting ready for this. Now, earlier you mentioned something about being ready in kindergarten. Talk about that.
Being ready in the kindergarten. The questions that we ask to our seniors is, what do you think is going to happen in the next 5 years? And if I'm asking that question to a senior for the first time, what's your plan in 5 years? What's your plan in 10 years? And if they're having a hard time grasping the question, then we're in trouble. That's why I'm saying start as early as kindergarten. Start immersing your children to what is out there, what they can do, or even taking those simpler personality assessments and see what is their personality type, what's their learning type, and then starting from that early age and going on. So they need to also understand that this college process is not just one time, you know, you get to your 12th grade, you send your applications and you're done. You can also do it that way. I'm not saying it's not possible. It is possible. You can just, you know, do your 12th grade and get it that way. But then the number of schools that you would get accepted or the number of options that you would have or even the scholarships that you would get would be a lot more limited than start planning ahead or, you know, starting just late.
I read a statistic that said that about 25% of college students drop out after their freshman year. I know taking the SAT and all that stuff is very important. How important is it for the student to have like a, we'll call it a balanced life, you know, because you're talking about extracurricular activities. You know, if you get all bogged down in just taking tests, but you're not kind of acclimated socially, I guess we'll call it. How important is that, a balanced life for getting through college?
I would say on my conversations with my parents, I would always put mental health before everything else. I work for a school where it's quite challenging. We are offering a lot of AP courses here, and our students are taking a lot of AP courses. Also, I'm seeing some of my students who are very dedicated to their studies, they're not sleeping, and that causes a lot of physical issues or anxiety, those mental issues. That's why having that balance is incredibly important. Just like an adult having work-life balance, these kids at this point need to have their academic life versus the life out of academics. That balance is extremely important. And actually, the recent wave of mental health understanding, hopefully it's going to be very helpful in the near future.
Because I know from a personal experience and from people I've talked to, you have kids who are like really excelling in high school. Maybe they're in a smaller high school and they do really well and they're used to doing well. And then they go off to college and they're in a room with like 300 other people in just one class. And they kind of get overwhelmed because then, you know, they're not doing as well. How do you prepare a kid for that?
Actually, there is not an exact formula how to prepare for that situation, actually. But one good way is to do college visits, have them become exposed to those kind of scenarios. And other thing is maybe joining competitions where it's room full of people and you are actually in front of the people and performing. That's a nerve-wracking experience, but that definitely helps. And then being socially involved, definitely that helps these kids. I think those two would be the biggest thing, like the exposure and those college visits. Those two would be the most helpful.
So we were talking about, you know, starting in kindergarten, preparing your kids. It's never too late to start. I mean, if you had your child's like maybe in the 11th grade and you haven't really thought about college, it's never too late to start preparing, right?
Of course. It can be late, definitely, because we have deadlines for colleges, college applications. There are some schools that does rolling admissions. Rolling admissions means they have a way later deadline, like compare UF and UCF. UCF has rolling admissions and they have They're accepting students till May 1st. But then UF here, on the other hand, has a November 1st deadline. Whenever I speak to a UF admissions counselor, yes, we would accept students after November 2nd. Last year, we accepted one or two, and then the other years, they haven't accepted even one student after November 1st, like whoever applied, because they're already receiving 30,000, 40,000 applications, and all they are going to get is about 6,000 to 7,000 students. That's the difference. So as long as you are within the application deadline, there's a possibility of getting into a school. Let me tell you another story. UF and UCF, and if you're thinking about Valencia here or Seminole State College, you don't really need to apply that early. You can apply 2-3 weeks before school starts, and you would still be in time to enroll for your courses and move on with your college degree. And what they have is something called Direct Connect. So you go to Valencia or Seminole or actually any other community college in the state of Florida, and then you have guaranteed admissions as long as you keep your qualifications like 2.0 GPA and certain prerequisites. Then you're guaranteed to transfer to UCF or even to UF. And that might be actually sometimes time-saving and cost-saving option as well. Definitely, if you're not starting at kindergarten, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to go to college.
I would hope not. So I guess the best advice would be to just talk to your guidance counselors, parents as well, when you're in high school, no matter what, you know, ninth grade, 10th grade, doesn't matter, and get a plan together, right? Because, boy, when you get to college, it starts fast, right? Just can roll right over you.
Of course. And being on the semester system in the college versus here at the high school, you pick your classes once and then you're in them for a whole year. And actually, with the high school, another advantage is you have more relationship with your teachers because you're seeing them more often and they know you mostly personally as well. And then when you go to college, the environment is totally different. Now you're an adult. The expectations are a lot different. You are selecting 2 times or even 3 times for like the class selection. So your classes changes a lot and they're a lot more fast paced. It can get overwhelming pretty easy, pretty quickly.
So the key is preparation mentally, emotionally, and everything involved, right?
Of course.
Well, I think that's pretty good advice, you know, and it comes down to, because that's what you do. You're a college and career coordinator. And so you talk to kids all the time, right?
Of course. And if I have a parent that's coming to me actually right after 8th grade, or maybe right around the last semester of 8th grade, I am super happy. I am still very, very happy if my 9th and 10th grade parents are coming to me just asking, hey, what can I do? What's out there for me to prepare? I love those situations. I love those parents. And then when it gets to 11th grade, it gets a little scary because now we're talking about, hey, I have missed this deadline or I missed this test, and that gets a little scary on 11th grade. And then when you get to 12th grade, then it gets really scary. Most of those conversations would be like, hey, my kid did not know about this. We just saw the email last night. What do we do? Can we still send it in? And all that. Now that's a lot of hassle. That's why the key is to start early and keeping a good balance of everything.
Well, I think that's some good advice, just even in life itself, let alone getting a college application. Well, Mr. Hilmi Isikli, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.